Abbas's comments today were a shift in his stance toward Israel. As we heard, Abbas called for peace talks as soon as the election is over. And asked about negotiating with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, Abbas said he cannot say Sharon is not a partner. His conciliatory remarks followed a week of hardline rhetoric that raised more than a few eyebrows in Israel. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In most of his campaign appearances, Mahmoud Abbas wears a gray suit and tie and a black and white checked keffiyeh draped over his jacket. The headscarf is a symbol that ties Abbas to his predecessor Yasser Arafat, who wore military fatigues and was almost never seen without the keffiyeh on his head. Until this week, many Israelis believed the real Abbas went with the suit and tie, that he's a soft-spoken, pragmatic man they can do business with. Now they're not so sure. Yossi Klein Halevi is a senior fellow at the conservative Shalem Center in Jerusalem.
When Abbas first came in, especially given the fact that he succeeded Arafat, who was really the Israeli Antichrist, there was a lot of expectation, a lot of hope among Israelis, and a willingness to give him the benefit of the doubt. That benefit of the doubt has now expired.
Abbas's hardline campaign statements were widely covered in the Israeli media. While he has called repeatedly for a halt to attacks on Israel, he has also paid tribute to Palestinian militants resisting the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. At a rally in Jenin earlier this week, one group of armed militants hoisted Abbas on their shoulders after he promised to protect them, declaring that they have the right to live in security and dignity. Abbas also reiterated the long-standing demand for recognition of the right of return of Palestinian refugees to return to their homes. The Israeli government has so far responded mildly. David Saranga is a spokesman for the foreign ministry.
The last declarations of Mahmoud Abbas do not contribute to the peace process, to say the least. We think that new opportunities for peace will emerge after the elections in the Palestinian Authority. And we hope to see a new leadership that will be committed to dialogue and to the peace process.
Israeli officials say they care less about words than about deeds. Abbas will be judged, they say, by whether he cracks down on terrorism after the election. Some analysts in Israel, like Stuart Schaffman of the Jerusalem Report magazine, say Abbas's comments shouldn't be taken too seriously.
I think the Israelis are taking for granted that during an election campaign, people say things that they have to say, especially since we're used to hearing the same kind of thing from our own leadership. I think that this comes at a time following the death of Arafat where there's been a palpable shift in the culture in which it's almost as if Israelis are looking for any excuse to be optimistic.
But other analysts, such as Yossi Klein Halevi, say Abbas's recent statements have made him lose credibility with the Israeli public.
The Israeli public is traumatized after 4 years of terrorism and 10 years of what Israelis perceive of as Palestinian lies. And Abbas is going to have to do two things. He's going to have to say the right things to reassure the Israeli public that there really is a chance for a deal. And he's going to have to control the terrorism and control the hate culture and back off from maximalist Palestinian demands.
So far, Abbas has done neither, says Halevi. And unless he does, Israelis will see little difference between Abbas and his predecessor. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.